This is Radio Nepal. I'm T.K. Prasad Khadka with the news. The headlines first. Government withdraws 3% equity tax imposed on private education and health sectors. Main opposition party Nepali Congress President Gagan Thapa welcomes government's equity tax removal decision. Prime Minister Balendra Shah pledges government support for development of ready-made garment industry. Directs Ministry of Industry to immediately restart the ailing industries. And U.S. President Trump slams a 50% tariff on Canada in retaliation of what he calls unequal treatment. Now, the news in detail. The government has taken back 3% equity tax imposed on private education and health sectors. Taking to his social media today, Prime Minister Balendra Shah announced that the equity tax has been removed for now, as implementing this provision seemed to cause extra expenses and frustration for ordinary people. Prime Minister Shah said that after consulting with Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagle, it has been decided to not to implement the current education equity fee and health equity fee for now. The head of the government also claimed that the government's main goal is to establish good governance and ensure that all citizens experience a quality life. Meanwhile, Nepali Congress President Gagan Kumar Thapa has welcomed the government's decision to remove 3% equity tax imposed in education and health effective from the current fiscal year. Taking to his social media account today, President Thapa said education and health are not a luxury, claiming that the Nepali Congress has been raising its voices against particular taxation as an inappropriate action. Prime Minister Balendra Shah has said that the government is committed to developing the ready-made garment industry in the country. During his meeting today with the office bearers from the Garment Association Nepal at his office in Singhadarbar today, Prime Minister Shah said that the government is always committed to protecting the interests of those engaged in garment manufacturing. Following his meeting with the representatives of the association, the Prime Minister directed the departmental ministers to promptly proceed with the formation of the Textile and Clothing Development Council. As per the demand of the concerned industrialist and business community, the Prime Minister also directed the Ministry of Industry to immediately restart the ailing industries. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has, through a notice, warned against a heightened risk of flash floods in several small rivers across different parts of the country. The department has issued an alert for people living in the riverside areas, urging them to remain vigilant and take necessary precautions against the risk of floodings. The risk of sudden floods has been forecast in small rivers based in Japa, Udaipur, Gorkha, Lamjung, Jajarkot, Dailik, Kalikot, Doti, Dadeldhura, Baitadi, and surrounding areas. According to meteorologist Binod Prajali, continuous rainfall has increased the risk of sudden rise in water levels in these rivers. The problematic cooperative management committee has refunded the savings of small depositors of Laliguras Cooperative and Tapai Hamro Cooperative. According to the committee, 35 depositors of the Laliguras Cooperative and 90 depositors of Tapai Hamro Cooperative have received their savings. The government said that the refunds were made using the funds recovered from loan collections of troubled cooperatives. According to the committee, the first phase of the repayments has been made to depositors with small savings. The body of a man has been recovered from a car that caught fire suddenly this morning at Tangla Phata of Kirtipur Municipality 1 in Kathmandu. According to locals who witnessed the incident, the car caught fire all of a sudden. Kathmandu Valley Traffic Police Office spokesperson Superintendent of Police Naresh Raj Subedi confirmed that police recovered the body of a male who is completely charred from the burning car. It is learned that the car is registered in the bank's name and the identity of the deceased is yet to be ascertained. The Parliamentary Hearing Committee has scheduled hearings for the proposed Chief Election Commissioner and the other election commissioners on the 28th and 29th of July. The committee decided to hold hearings for proposed election commissioners Dr. Rajiv Subba and Guru Prasad Wagle on the 28th of July, while the hearing for the proposed Chief Election Commissioner Man Bahadur Karki will take place on the 29th of July. Committee Chairperson Bodhnarayan Shrestha said that the committee will first discuss and examine the complaints compiled against the nominees before conducting the hearings. One complaint has been lodged against proposed Chief Election Commissioner Karki, while no complaints have been filed against the proposed commissioners Dr. Subba and Wagle. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now time for a short break.
सजिलो छ है एड दि एप अहिले नै डाउनलोड गर 1GB डेटा फ्रीमा प्राप्त गरौ
हातमा एड दि एप छ त सजिलो सुविधा लिन
रिचार्ज गर्न होस् या ब्यालेन्स ट्रान्सफर गर्न कल डिटेल डेटा भोइसको स्ट्याटस थाहा पाउन गिफ्ट ब्याक पठाउन वा फाइबर इन्टरनेटको जानकारी पाउन सजिलो छ है एड दि एप अहिले नै डाउनलोड गर 1GB डेटा फ्रीमा प्राप्त गरौ
प्ले स्टोर वा एप स्टोरबाट सजिलै नेपाल टेलिकमको एप डाउनलोड गर्न सकिन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Tourists from 169 countries visited various destinations in the Annapurna Conservation Area in the last fiscal year. During that period, a total of 508,476 foreign tourists visited this area, among them 384,145 were from South Asian countries and 124,331 from other countries. Indians accounted for the highest number of tourists visiting the Annapurna Conservation Area last year, followed by Chinese and American tourists, respectively. Dr. Ravin Khadoria, the head of the Annapurna Conservation Area project, said that more than double number of foreign tourists visited the area last year compared to the previous fiscal year. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. U.S. President Donald Trump has imposed a 50% tariff on a wide range of goods imported from Canada in retaliation for what he called unequal treatment of U.S. cars, dairy, and alcohol. The BBC cited the White House as saying that the duties would take effect in 30 days. It marks a major escalation in trade tensions between the North American neighbors. Everyday consumer items like wine and hockey sticks and industrial goods such as cement are among the goods targeted. However, several key exports will be spared such as energy, potash, critical minerals and fish. Meanwhile, Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney responded by saying that Canada is still ready to intensify trade talks with the US in coming weeks. Thousands have gathered again in the Indian capital Delhi a day after a police crackdown on supporters of India's Cockroach Janata Party CJP, a youth-led movement seeking education reforms and resignation of Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan. According to the BBC, tens of thousands of young men and women had turned up on poor Monday's protest and tried to march on Parliament defying a police ban. Central Delhi witnessed overwhelming violence with at least 60 protesters wounded when police used batons and tear gas on them. Similarly, policemen were also torn down the stage and makeshift tents at the main protest venue. Police said 118 of their personnel were also injured and 70 protesters have been detained. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally with the weather throughout the country. There is a possibility of light to moderate rain or snow accompanied by thunder and lightning at a few places in the Himalayan regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, and at a few places in the Himalayan regions of Lumbini, Karnali and Sudhapashim provinces. Similarly, there is also a possibility of moderate rainfall with thunder and lightning at a few places in the hilly regions and in the Tarai regions of the country. Likewise, heavy rainfall is likely at one or two places in the hilly regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Government withdraws 3% equity tax imposed on private education and health sectors. Main opposition party Nepali Congress President Gagan Thapa welcomes government's equity tax removal decision. Prime Minister Balendra Shah pledges government support for development of ready-made garment industry, directs Minister of Industry to immediately restart the ailing industries. And U.S. President Trump slams 50% tariff on Canada in retaliation for what he calls unequal treatment. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Ridnipal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.ridnipalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.